KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. Cloudy skies are expected this morning. We should see partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. A celebration of life service for a Nebraska assistant soccer coach, Pete Underwood, will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The 31-year-old Underwood was killed in a car accident Saturday while on a recruiting trip near Atlantic. He was a Nebraska assistant for 4 years, the last two as full-time coach. And the officials say the people attending the celebration of life should enter the arena on the north side of the ground level. Parking is free. Charges are currently pending against 49-year-old Paul W. Marshall of Modale in connection with that crash on Interstate 80 Saturday morning. Marshall, who was driving a pickup the wrong way on the interstate, collided with Underwood's car. He was listed in fair condition Monday at the Cass County Hospital. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday evening approved the purchase of signs designated or other designed with artwork from a local Girl Scouts cadet troop that asks patrons of area parks not to smoke around playground equipment and other areas. Three cadets appeared before the board to report on the status of the project. They said the draft artwork was sent to J&J Graphic Designs, who will print the final design on metal signs, along with the Atlantic Parks Department and Girl Scouts logos. The dozen signs will cost $25 each for a total of $300, with the local Girl Scouts troop picking up half the cost and the Parks Board paying for the balance. The roughly 11 by 14-inch signs will be placed at various locations within Sunnyside Park. They will be clear-coated, which will help to clean off any graffiti defacing the signs. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring and the board complimented the cadets for taking the initiative and getting the clean air awareness signs placed in the park.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's something that we've needed, and it's something that we've talked about for about 3 years. And you guys, you ladies, have kind of satisfied that need of being able to create an awareness when we can't have an ordinance or a policy, but the way that you're approaching it, I really like that and I really appreciate that. Very well done.
In related news, a junior Girl Scout troop from Atlantic on May the 9th completed a bridge project by Sunnyside Park and worked to install walkway pavers. And Herring announced Monday that the Atlantic Pool will tentatively be open this Saturday, May the 23rd. The guards will begin cleanup of the area and staff will begin filling the pool today.
It takes about a day and a half to fill the pool, and then we'll balance and everything else and keep our fingers crossed that the pumps and everything work properly. But we've repiped a lot of stuff there. There's about $1,500 worth of new piping and stuff that we did have to install that was leaking in that. So everything should be shipshape and ready to go, and hopefully be ready to go by Saturday, but again, we don't have any heaters, so it's going to be chilly. So we're going to have to rely on solar energy, and basically we have for the last 2 years. We've been able to get by with it, but this is a cold week, a cool week, and so you're not going to get a lot of solar warming like you would normally get in this time of year. So anyway, we'll see what the weekend brings, and have to make the call and whether we actually open on Saturday or not. That's our goal, but we'll see what happens.
In other news, two more Iowa turkey farms in Sac County have tested positive for the bird flu, and state agricultural officials say they found the virus among a backyard duck flock and a backyard chicken flock, both in Sioux County. The new discoveries announced Monday by the Iowa Department of Agriculture bring to 56 the number of cases reported in the state in 14 counties. The number of turkeys on each farm was not immediately released. About 50 ducks and 12 backyard chickens were reported on the Sioux County farms. Iowa has about nearly 26 million chickens and 960,000 turkeys, dead or dying. Most chickens are egg layers, while some are pullets, young chickens that were to become egg layers. Police in Creston say no injuries were reported following a collision Monday morning. Officials say 20-year-old Brett Shears of Orient was cited for failure to yield after the car he was driving changed lanes and collided with a vehicle driven by 17-year-old Ashley Bargstad of Creston. The accident happened around 9:45 a.m. on westbound Town Line Road near the intersection with Highway 25. The collision caused a total of $2,500 damage. A Glenwood man was arrested Saturday following an investigation into a hit-and-run accident. Authorities say 32-year-old Clifford Stoppel was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, and striking fixtures upon a highway. He was also cited for having no insurance. Bond was set at $900. The Glenwood PD said officers were dispatched to the intersection of Sharp and Vine Streets at around 2:10 a.m. Saturday after receiving word a vehicle had hit a traffic control sign pole. Witnesses said the pole was hit by a red Pontiac that continued east on Sharp Street. The suspect vehicle, a 2001 Pontiac Grand Prix, was located at an apartment complex in the 200 block of Sivers Road in Glenwood. The car had sustained damage to its windshield and hood and had two flat tires. Inside the vehicle were multiple open containers of beer. Stoppel, the registered owner, was seen walking along the sidewalk with an open container of liquor. He told police he was driving from his house at 1012 First Street to a friend's apartment, where he had 5 to 6 shots of liquor. He denied drinking prior to driving, though, but was taken into custody. Damage from the incident amounted to $8,000. In unrelated news, police in Glenwood said the Glenwood Senior Center had reported Friday an incident of burglary and criminal mischief. That same day, Glenwood Public Library had similar incidents take place. The town of Elkhorn is preparing to host an annual celebration of the community's Danish heritage. One of the organizers of Tivoli Fest is Lisa Riggs.
Tivoli Fest started 35 years ago, and we named it after the largest and oldest amusement park in Denmark. It's a kind of a carnival. It's all kinds of fun things to do and food to eat and fireworks.
Well, there were some kickoff events scheduled for Friday. The official Tivoli Fest is scheduled for this Saturday and Sunday. Elkhorn was settled by Danish immigrants and incorporated as a town in 1910. Despite a population of just around 650 residents, Elkhorn is still one of the largest Danish rural settlements in the U.S.
We're still, from the census, around 46%. Of us still have Danish blood in us.
The town's signature structure is a Danish windmill that was built in 1848. It was dismantled and moved to Elkhorn some 40 years ago, and Riggs is general manager of the Danish windmill.
It was an actual mill that was used in Denmark for what the farmers would bring their grain to the mill by horse and carriage. It was used for their livestock grinding, for their bakery, and for their home use.
The windmill blades quit spinning late last year. Plans are in the works for repairs.
Sadly, for the last 8 months, it hasn't been turning, and we're raising funds right now to get the mill turning again into the wind.
One of the highlights of Tivoli Fest is the assortment of Danish foods.
We do celebrate the Danish heritage, so we have all the Danish cuisine. We have things like æbleskivers, which is a round Danish pancake ball. We have medisterpølse, which is a sausage. And then we also have all kinds of beautiful Danish open-faced sandwiches.
Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.